And it's good to be back at Believer's Chapel. I did a lot of preaching when I was up in Canada and learned how to speak as a Canadian once again. And my wife informed me after the service this morning I spoke much too quickly. So that's the way we speak in Canada. And I am going to try to slow down for this service and get back into the ways of living in the South. Let's turn in our Bible, shall we, to Ephesians chapter 4. In the adult Bible class, prior to our leaving, we had been teaching through the book of Ephesians, and for the next three Sundays, I would like to continue our study in Ephesians chapter 4, but make it somewhat of a series within a series. And for three messages, we are going to take the biblical doctrine of spiritual gifts. This morning, we are going to take the subject of the dispensing or distribution of spiritual gifts. And next week, in the will of the Lord, we shall study the character of spiritual gifts. And then in our next message, we will look at the purpose or the development of these spiritual gifts. This morning, then, we are reading from Ephesians chapter 4. And although we have spoken on the first six verses, for connection with the passage we will be studying, may I reread those verses. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation to which ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Now the passage we will be studying. But unto every one of us is given grace. And that word simply means gift. Is given the gift, actually, with a definite article. Is given the gift according to the measure of the grace or the abundance or liberality of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness by which they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him or into him in all things who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now may the Lord bless to our hearts this part of the scriptures. I would like to ask you to turn with me to the Old Testament for two further verses, please. The first one is in Psalm 68. This is one of the Psalms of David. It is a psalm of great praise to God. And it is from this psalm that a verse is taken and quoted in Ephesians chapter 4. We're reading from Psalm 68. And will you notice, please, in verse 18, the psalmist David says, Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Now the last verse is the one in Judges chapter 5. You turn back further then into your Old Testament, Judges chapter 5. In chapters 4 and 5, we have the exciting and thrilling story of Deborah and Barak, leaders of the children of Israel, who delivered Israel from the captivity and subjection and servitude to the Canaanites. The story of the battle and deliverance is in chapter 4. In chapter 5, you have the Song of Deborah celebrating the victory that they had won. And will you notice, please, for a phrase in verse 12 of Judges chapter 5. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake. Utter a song. Arise, Barak. And notice, lead thy captivity captive, thou son of Abinoam. May the Lord bless to our hearts this reading from his word. Will you join with me, please, as we ask for the blessing of God upon his word and upon our service this morning. Father, for thy holy word, we do give thee our thanks. We thank thee that thou, in thy mercy and grace, has given to us a revelation of thy perfect mind and will. We thank thee that in thy word we have a revelation of thyself. We thank thee that in thy word we have a revelation of the way of salvation. We thank thee that thou hast made clear to all of us through thy word that Jesus Christ has accomplished that which was necessary for the salvation of men and women when he died as our substitute upon the cross. We thank thee, Father, for the work that he has finished, for the price that he has paid, and for the redemption that he has purchased. We thank thee that through the work of Jesus Christ, by placing our faith in him, we may know the forgiveness of sin, that we may have peace with thee, that we may have the assurance of heaven forever and ever. We're so grateful this morning for the revelation that thou hast given to us of the great plan and way of salvation. We're reminded, our Father, that it was the Lord Jesus who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we do ask, Father, this morning, if there be those in our congregation who have never come to thee, and who do not know thee personally as their Father, and who are not children of God in the family of God, that this morning they may come to Jesus Christ, that they may receive him as their Savior, that they may have the joy of salvation filling their hearts. We thank thee too, Father, that thy word is given to us as a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. It is therein that we find food for our souls and guidance for our lives. And as we turn to thy word this morning, we pray that by the ministry of thy Holy Spirit, thou wilt teach us, that we may be strengthened and encouraged and instructed in the ways of God. So we ask for thy blessing upon the preaching of thy word in this chapel this day. We pray too, Father, for thy blessing upon each one in the congregation bowed before thee at this moment. We thank thee, our God, that thou art cognizant of each need. And we thank thee more that thou art sufficient for that very need. And so we pray for those who are in need of strength and in need of encouragement and in need of real power in their life, in need of wisdom and guidance, who need a special portion of grace from thyself. O God, we pray that thou wilt make thy sufficiency known to them, and that as they turn to thee and draw their strength from thee, that thou wilt meet every need. We thank thee for the large number of young people in the audience this morning, and we ask our Father that through the preaching of thy word and through the fellowship with thy people this day, that they may be established in their faith and that they may receive direction and guidance for the days into which thou hast placed them. We ask for thy blessing then upon thy word and upon the service, not only here at Believer's Chapel, but around the world. And we ask, Father, that this may be a day when many will come to know Jesus Christ and the church shall be established and edified. We thank thee for the country in which we live. And we pray, Father, at these very critical moments, that thou wilt grant to those who are in authority over us the grace and the wisdom to turn to thee, and that they may administer the affairs of state as men who are subject to a living God. And we pray for we who are citizens of the state, that thou wilt grant to us the grace to be subject to the powers that be. Bless thy word then, and bless our hearts as we wait before thee during this hour, for we ask it for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.